Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I just want to talk to you at this part of the program about something I think that the Lord is really just, I'm just beginning to walk it out and think about it. This rich young ruler. I mean, you think about God so loved the world that he gave his son. So Jesus was born of Mary, a virgin, as a babe, grew up, raised, and for 33 years he lived on the earth. His ministry while on the earth, walking in physical form, was 3 years. And what he did was he made the Father known. He made the Father known. And so when you're hearing Jesus talk, you're understanding God. You're understanding the Father. You can't just go, oh, well, that was kind of nice. I don't really know. I don't really get that. Like, no. And so he's talking about a rich young ruler right here. And this rich young ruler, Jesus is ministering to him. He's giving him the opportunity to understand this is God's son in front of you. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with him? This is the son of God in front of you, rich young ruler. And you think, why would you have a rich young ruler? Why would you talk about it right now? Because America is the rich young ruler. America, if you put a title over America right now, rich young ruler could be over America. We walk around, you know, overconfident sometimes in who we are as a nation, boasting of our power and our strength. We're richer. We're the top 1% of the entire earth's wealth, reportedly. Even our poorest folks are richer than 70% of 7 billion folks, which is like six, we're richer than six. Our poorest now is richer than like 6-point-something billion folks on the earth. I mean, the definition of poor had to be raised up to middle class to be able to kind of to push this. Anyway, so we're the rich young ruler. And so when you look at what Jesus is talking about right here, and this is the perspective we heard for years, you know, Jesus is talking to this man that comes up and he says, hey, you know, what do I have to do to be saved? And so he's interested, which means, first of all, he wasn't. But he was interested in the idea and the concept. Just because people say, what do I need to do to be saved, doesn't mean they really want to. They got to first find out, what does that mean to be saved? Mm-hmm. And so many people go, well, they're saved. Like, no, they showed interest. They were authentically interested in giving their life to the Lord. And this man was authentically interested in giving his life to the Lord. And Jesus was very pleased and loved this man. And says, oh, well, you need to. And he began to list off, you know, the commands. You know the commands, Jesus said. It's, you know, it's not a secret. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. In other words, he's going like, you already know what it is. And this is amazing how folks, you know, it's like, stop murdering. Right. Stop stealing. Yeah, right?
Right.
I mean, think about it. That's what he's saying to them. And people are like, you have a new message? I'm tired of that murdering message. I'm tired of that hating message. Or
stop lying.
This adultery message. You know, you've done it in your heart. You've done it. Can we quit saying that? Do not steal. Do not lie. Do not defraud. Honor your father and your mother. I mean, this is what he's telling him. What does that mean? If he's not doing any of that? But this guy says, teacher, he says, he's talking to Jesus. All this I have done since I was young. An amazing man. He didn't know that God talks about the heart, but he's really meant it. He said it. And then Jesus looked at him and he said, he loved him. So he says he loved him. And he said, well, there's just one little thing that you lack. Because he was going right after one thing. He was going after his God. Will you give up this God for me? It may be different for everybody, but for him, this was his God. It was money. But wait a minute. If America's like the rich young ruler, maybe we're in the same boat. Maybe he's coming to us and asking us the same thing. And he says, well, just one more thing I need to tell you about. I want you to go sell all your possessions and give them to the poor. And he says in this particular scripture, I think it's Mark 30, 21, he says, 22, he says, disheartened by the saying, he went away, sorrowful, for he had many things, many possessions. Hmm. And you think, my goodness, I mean, he left God for his stuff. And you go, well, that, you know, you just kind of leave that. And he says, well, that happens all the time. Well, no, not really, not anymore. This is what happens today. This is what happens in America today. Yes, the same rich young rulers show up. That's anybody in America, right? Mm-hmm. And you tell them, you know, you're going to have to honor God. I mean, you're going to have to follow God. You're going to have to do what he says. You're going to have to honor God. You're going to have to be faithful to him. And he may point out, God may say, you know, this is in your life and this is in your life. Or, you know, you need to honor him with your finances. You need to get this out of your life. And just like the rich young ruler, but a little bit different, where he was sorrowful because he realized he couldn't have salvation and the thing that God said get rid of. So he kept the thing that God said get rid of, and he walked away. Now, this is the difference in America. This is going to shock you. In America, when the Lord speaks to someone and they say, hey, I want to be a part of this church. How do I get saved? And they're told exactly what God's word says. And the person just goes, oh, okay. What time is choir practice? Can I minister? Hmm. It's like, no, let's go back. You're supposed to be sorrowful. You can't keep your gods and serve God too.
Right.
At least this rich young ruler knew to walk away. He knew that he wasn't going to be saved. He knew that if he kept his possessions over Jesus, over God, then that's his God. But in America, it's like, it's not a big deal at all. It's just like, oh, no, I'm going to keep all the pornography. I'm going to keep all the relationships. I'm going to keep all this bad thing. I'm going to keep all these false gods. I'm going to keep everything. And I'm going to stay here and do church with you.
Mm-hmm.
We're not even sorrowful. We're not even sorrowful. And we definitely don't walk away.
Hmm.
And the leaders, quite many leaders, don't have any issues with this at all because they'd rather have a crowd than souls won in the kingdom of God. It's time for us to wake up and have the same response and say, listen, you've got to deny all other gods. Whatever it is, and God said get rid of it, he obviously means it. Sorrowful or not, not acknowledging it or not, one day, every knee will bow and every tongue confess. We'll have to acknowledge him. But it's now, when we make Jesus Christ the Lord of our life, that we're saved. He forgives us. And he knew what this man's issue was. And that's America. America's the rich young ruler. Are we ready to put money where it belongs, under our feet, and begin to say, God, you're God. You're God of this nation. Lord, forgive us for what we've done and made money our God. We want you. And even if it means sell all of our possessions and give them to the poor, so be it. Whatever you want, Jesus. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.